Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Healthline visited the New Kingston Business Center recently to ask Jamaicans this question. What do you look for on your food label?
First part I go to is nutritional fat. I just need to know it's going to nourish my body properly and not make me fat.
Sugar content.
I'm not sure. I don't really do purchases. Most of the time my wife does all of that.
Whether or not there is MSG in there or nuts based on my allergy.
For the salt level, how much salt is in it? I look whether or not it's in our language or in other language.
The expiry date.
I'm also checking if it's made in Jamaica or where it's been made, because I would like to support more locally produced goods.
I don't look for a thing on my food label. I just purchase.
On this week's edition of Healthline, we give you tips on how to read food labels. One of the first places to begin the process of eating healthy is with the labels on the food you purchase. It's important to understand the ingredients and the nutrition facts about the food. The ingredients list, often found at the back of the label, tells you what your food item is made of, while the nutrition facts provides a detailed breakdown of the nutrients you're getting and their quantities. Clinical nutritionist with the Caribbean Institute for Health Research, Dr. Suzanne Suarez-Winter, says some of the key features are the serving size and the amount of calories.
Because that alone will relate to whether you're eating more calories than your body's burning. If you eat more than what your body needs, you're going to gain weight. Doesn't matter if it's very healthy food or if it's unhealthy food, if you eat more than what your body needs at any given time, you are more prone to put on weight.
Dr. Suarez-Winter also says, regardless of the information on the package, persons should use nutritional facts to assist them in making purchases. Paying attention to the content of salt, sugars, and fats is especially important.
Whether or not it's a very high-fat food, which will tell you, well, that's not a food that you should have too much of at any given moment. And also what's important is the amount of sugars that make up this carbohydrate. Because when it has too much of those added sugars, those are things that affect our blood sugar, which if we have too much of it, body can't deal with it with the insulin.
The nutrition facts panel normally starts with the serving size, which is how much of the product recommended by the manufacturer to have in one sitting. Many food items have more than one serving in individual packages, and as such, it is important to pay close attention in order to avoid overeating. After looking at the serving size and the calories, the next segment of the nutrition facts outlines the different nutrients and the percentage of an estimated daily value of what you may need. Percentage ranges of 5% or less are considered low, and those of 20% or more are considered high. For example, if a box of orange juice gives you 85% of your daily requirement of vitamin C, then it is high in vitamin C. The nutrients normally begin with fats, including saturated and trans fat, cholesterol, and sodium. It is recommended that persons limit these nutrients, as overeating them can lead to non-communicable diseases in the long run. Below these nutrients are others such as carbohydrates, vitamins, and minerals, which persons are encouraged to include regularly in their diets. Taking the time to read your label is one of the small decisions you can make towards leading a healthier lifestyle. For more information, you can visit the Health Ministry's website at moh.gov.jm. Healthline wants to hear from you. Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter at JIS News, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. Healthline will continue its look on family planning in March, so stay tuned to this space for more. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week. And on behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, please stay healthy.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.